Time in Africa.
Hello, alaikum salam. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell from Washington on the Voice of America, VOA Africa. It's great to be back with you again today, and I've got just amazing music for you this week. New and old songs from all across the continent, as usual. But the playlist is just really unusually amazing. I have selections of Senegalese and Botswana rumba, Ghanaian highlife, and Mauritanian roots music. I also have pop hits from Morocco and South Africa and Tanzania. That last one is a collaboration. And funky Malian roots music by the beloved master, musician Issa Bakayoko, who passed away recently. I've also got a Cape Verdean dance classic and a hauntingly beautiful neo-traditional music from Cameroon. Now, there's also interviews and music news. Tumza joins us by phone from the Botswana group Tumza and the Jumbo Jets. He talks about his new award-winning single. And then there's Nairobi-based reporter Bill Odidi. He interviews Ayango, a female Nyatiti player. Nyatiti is an 8-stringed plucked lute. And she's Japanese. Last but not least, the other Kenyan song in the playlist is a pre-release by, are you ready? Bengo Rising Star Winyo and me. Yeah, you heard it right. It's a collaboration we did together last year that has finally come to light, and you're going to hear it first, guys, before it gets released anywhere. And you're going to hear it because you deserve it. Yes, you do, my wonderful, loving, enthusiastic MTIA fans and followers. So let's roll. Here's Nice and Easy, Cuban Song, and Mbala Rumba. This is Pop Fall with his 1995 beauty, Bul Topato.
Yeah.
Hello, music lovers. This is Heather Maxwell, and that was Pop Fall with the 1995 classic Bul Topato.
This is Music Time in Africa.
Now, we're going to go over to Ghana to hear some good old high life. This is Felix Owusu, and actually the song is not old at all. It comes off his 2015 album, Members Only. But Felix remains true to that classic, beautiful Ghanaian highlife sound. One Ghanaian journalist, in fact, wrote that Felix can be compared to a good wine because with time, he gets better. Beautiful. That was Felix Owusu, Me Wo Bi.
Hey, I am Mori Ture from Mali. You are listening to Music Time in Africa avec my sister, Maxwell.
Okay, hello everybody. Now we're in for a totally different music experience. Noura Mint Seymali. Now, Noura is a sublime singer and a musician who comes from a prominent line of Moorish griots in Mauritania. As many of you know, griots are the community storytellers, historians, poets, and musicians throughout much of West Africa. Noura accompanies herself on a traditional 9-string harp that's reserved only for women. It's called the ardeen. And her husband, Jesh, is also a griot, and he plays a modified electric guitar. Now, back in 2013, Noura was here on MTIA right here in Washington for a great studio session she gave, and you can find that full interview on my blog or my YouTube channel. And that was at the time of their EP called Azawan 2. But then in just this past October, 2016, she released her fourth album called Arbina. And you know, I think this is the best one yet. I really do. Here's one of my favorite tracks so far. It's called Glana.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. That was the sensational Nourament Seymani with a new song from her 2016 album, Arbina. Next up, we're going to hear from the recently crowned king of rumba Kwasa Kwasa in Botswana. He's Tumza of Tumza and the Big Bullets. And we're going to listen to his new award-winning single, Jumbo Jet. But first this.
Music Time in Africa. Tune in to your local radio station Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. That's what's up.
All right, so we've all heard Congolese rumba, sukus, kwasa kwasa, but can you name a single Botswanan rumba artist or band? Can you name any Botswanan artist or band? My guess is, unless you're actually in Botswana or close by, you'll be scratching your head just trying to think of one name. Well, now you're going to know one. Meet the 2016 King of Rumba Kwasa Kwasa of Botswana, Itumeleng Modise, a.k.a. Tumza.
My name is Itumeleng Modise. Stage name is Tumza, and I'm born in 1984.
In Botswana.
Yeah, in Botswana, capital city, Gaborone, that's where I'm based.
Thank you for sending me your song.
Good thing about that song, some like 2 weeks back, I've won award as the king of rumba, Kwasa Kwasa in Botswana.
Excellent. What award?
Homo Award. And for Botswana Musician Union.
I see. Well, congratulations.
Thank you, madam.
So tell me a little bit about you. What's the name behind your group, Tumza and the Big Bullets?
We are one of the best performers in Botswana. So many people know us about the way we dance. You got a powerful dance move on stage, energetic one.
I see. Are you the person in the music video called Kuka Nsu? Are you the lead dancer?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm the one. That one. The muscular one. I'm the leader and I'm the director of that band.
Very nice. How long has your band been together?
I've been a dancer for some other guys in Botswana for something like 7 years. Then I started to have my own band in 2010. Until now, I have 6 years with my band.
So your performances always include a lot of dancing.
Yeah. We did a lot of dance moves. There were so many people. They once asked me, are you from those DRC countries? I said, no, I'm a Botswana guy. This is just a talent from God.
Tell me about the song Jumbo Jet. I'm going to play that in a moment. So just break it down for us. What are you singing about? What is Jumbo Jet?
Jumbo Jet, like, you know, there's a thing called a Jumbo Jet. Jumbo Jet, you mean a plane. That heavy plane, you see. So it's like, right now we're busy shooting the DVD of Jumbo Jet. The way we refer to that, we refer about this speed and also the energetic way we use on dance move. We are so powerful like Jumbo Jet.
Well, thank you so much for, again, sending the song and sharing your time to explaining it and introducing yourselves to me and the rest of the Music Time in Africa fan base all around the world. Take care of yourself. All right. Hello, everybody. That was Tumza speaking with me by phone from Botswana. And here is his award-winning song, Jumbo Jet.
Ay, 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 ay
Yes, Botswana is on the map now. It's on the music map for all of us listening today right here on MTIA. This is Heather, and that was Jumbo Jet by Tumza and the Big Bullets from Botswana.
Music Time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream, Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click Listen, then choose VOA Africa.
Now we're going to turn to a pre-release single that I hope you love because it's me. Me and Winyo. Yeah, I'm not kidding. When I was in Nairobi last September, singer-songwriter Winyo Shifton and I collaborated on this single called Abiro.
Don't
right, that was modern Benga singer-songwriter Winyo and me, Heather Maxwell, with our brand new single, Abiro. If you like the song, let us know. Also, visit my Music Time Facebook page or YouTube channel to check out the studio version of the music video.
You're inside Music Time in Africa. Stay locked in with Heather right here on Music Time in Africa.
Hello, music lovers. Now it's time to hear from our reporter, Bill Odidi from Nairobi, with his special report on a surprising new rising star of traditional music out of Kenya.
Thank you, Heather Maxwell. Once again, I'm Bill Odidi from Nairobi in Kenya. And today we're going to hear from a musical collaboration between Kenya and Japan. Sounds very interesting, doesn't it? At the center of this project is a Japanese musician called Eriko Mukoyama. Her Kenyan name is Anyango, which is a name given to a girl who was born in the morning. She plays an 8-string traditional instrument called the Nyatiti from the Luo community of Nyanza in western Kenya. And here is Anyango herself telling us about this first song.
First song called Ja Ugenya, which is very important song for me because it is the first song which I was taught from my master Okumu Korengo when I started to live and to learn Nyatiti. In the song, I sing many times Chalarete, which means is we are all the same, we are all the equal. Ago, I've heard Kenyan traditional percussion music in Tokyo and I got shocked. What this language and groove? It's very strong and nice. Then I joined that band called Burukenge. And
so this was a band of Kenyan musicians living in Japan?
Japanese musicians, but play Kenyan traditional instrument and delivered in Japan. After that, I decided to come to Kenya because I feel I have to know, learn more about African music, Kenyan music. And I try to see and hear and listen many kind of music. One of them, it was Nyatiti, in which I was fall in love. Because Nyatiti is very special and unique instrument. Nyatiti has 8 strings.
You're going to play for us something live, right?
Okay.
Wonderful. Anyango Nyari Japan playing Wechengeng from her brand new album, which is called The Safari of Eriko Mukoyama. Can you describe the sound of the album? Is it entirely acoustic? Is it traditional? Is there other influences that are on the album?
Last 10 years, I released 6 albums in Japan. So from those albums, I picked up bright songs with my producer, Tabo Sousa. Also, I add few more new songs in which I collaborate with Kenyan musicians or East African musicians, and I record it here.
Mm. My name is Tabu Osusa. I am a music producer and the founding director of Ketable Music based in Nairobi, Kenya. Anyangu's music is a unique blend of traditional Nyatiti sounds, which she infuses with contemporary rhythms from across the globe. One of the songs that I really like from the album is Anyango Nyari Japan, which is a collaboration with a Kenyan traditional group, Kenge Kenge.
A musical hybrid indeed, as we heard from Kenyan music producer Tabu Osusa describing that collaboration between Eriko Mukoyama, also known as Anyango, and Kenge Kenge, a Kenyan music group. So that's just about it from me for now. I will hand you straight back to Heather Maxwell for much more on Music Time in Africa. I'm Bill Odidi in Nairobi, Kenya.
Wow, thanks, Bill. That was great, as usual. Okay, let's get out of tradition for a minute and out of East Africa and enjoy a different groove. Here's Hatim Amour from Morocco with Ana Lawal. He sings, "I come first. I like the first position. I'm enjoying my life and I'm happy."
في كلامك لاس بحب اطول في كلامك لاس بحب اطول انا الاول واحب المركز الاول انا الاول والارض غير بالاول في كلامك لاس بحب اطول في كلامك لاس بحب اطول وعايش حياتي راضي عايش حياتي راضي بذاتي وغادي بالنية وديما الله العول غادي بالنية وديما الله العول أنا الأول وأحب المركز الأول أنا الأول والأرض غير بالأول في كلامك لاص بحب
راضي بذاتي عايش حياتي
Yes, that was Hatim Amour with his 2016 single, Ana Lawal.
Yeba, one can try on the one tail and one blow. This is Jedu Gleambly, and I'm listening to Music Time in Africa, at the Voice of America. That's where it's at.
Hello, darlings. I've got four more songs coming up for you. Mafiki Zolo and Platinums, Tito Paris, Eric Aliana and Pickett, and to close out today's program, the late Issa Bakayoko, a.k.a. Techno Issa, who passed away in Bamako in October of this year, 2016. All of this is coming up right after this message.
Do you love music from Africa and the world? VOA has the latest hits, interviews with the artists, and we are glad to take your requests. The Voice of America has what you're looking for. We have music shows to please everyone. Join us on the radio or on the internet to listen day or night. Go to voanews.com and voaafrica.com and click on your favorite program. Just follow your ears. Music from Africa and the world. We've got it on VOA.
All right. Hello, everybody. This is Heather, and let's get back to the music. Here is a Southeast African dance music collaboration for you. It's called Colors of Africa by Platinums, Mafiki Zolo, and DJ Maporiso. Hey, hi everybody. This is Music Time in Africa. Taking it back to 1994, here's a Lisbon-based Cape Verdean singer-songwriter, Tito Paris, with Nina.
Nina,
contamos mágoas,
Nina,
Music Time in Africa.
Awesome.
Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click Listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Okay, hello everybody. This is Heather. And here is an artist duo I hadn't heard of until recently. Eric Aliana and Pickett. Eric is a singer-songwriter and guitarist and percussionist from Cameroon, based in Paris, and he released a new album, October 16th, 2016, entitled Just My Soul. Now, Pickett is his longstanding friend and colleague who plays bass, sansa, the pygmy flute, and back vocals. Every track on this album is exquisite. It's beautiful, but this one is one of my favorites so far. Naror.
Naror, 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 engisombu tuku nenyime. Naror, 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 engisombu tuku nenyime. Tota vanga miku, erinu. Vanga e Simba, Renoe, e Dongoriso etano vanga, Rivana, Tota vanga, Mekuri noe, Naro, 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 Engisombu tuku nenyime, Naro. Naro, naro, engisombu tuku nenyime. Tota vanga miku, rino. Tota vanga, vivana rino e. Erongo riso, edongora vakoko. Tota vanga inaro.
Gorgeous. Hello, peeps. That was Eric Aliana and Pickett with Naror, a track off their new album, Just My Soul. This is Heather, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa. To close the edition today, I've selected a song by a Malian singer and musician who sadly passed away October 9th of this year, 2016. His name, Issa Bakayoko, also known as Techno Issa. He earned that name, Techno Issa, back in the 90s because he trailblazed a techno style of a traditional stringed instrument It's actually the one that I also play and learned when I was living there in Mali, called the Kamelen Ngoni. Here's Kulung, a beautiful song from his 1999 album, Sia. This song is actually more true to the acoustic traditional sound of the Kamelen Ngoni and its music ensemble. It has a little techno in it, not too much though, but the rustic quality is what I find so breathtaking.
Thank you.
Beautiful. That was the late Issa Bagayogo from Mali, who passed away October 9th, 2016. I Bagayogo. May he rest in peace. Well, that's it for today, people. I hope you enjoyed the program. A big special thanks to special guest Tumza from Botswana and to reporter Bill Odidi and Anyango from Kenya and Japan. Don't forget that you can leave comments about the show on my Facebook page, Twitter, at Music Time Africa, and now on WhatsApp. That number is +1 202 203 4118. Again, that's 1-202-203-4118. See you next week, Friday at 0900 Universal Time, or GMT, and Saturdays and Sundays at 0900, 15, 20, and 2200 Universal Time. This is Heather Maxwell for Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America, VOA Africa.